This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Let me go to some of your phone calls right now. Get to talk to Roger Stone coming up. Mark and Chris and Roger and Vince and Tim and others. Bombshell, at least 25 million dead and fraudulent registered voters in the 2016 election. Because that's the reason that's big, is that's the new election, not Pew Research on 2014 or 2012 in the general election. It also ties into the new study with Hillary getting 800,000 illegals to vote for confirmed. The same universities did a study in the last election before that and found 2.8 million voted. So, I mean, Trump is just being proven absolutely correct. This is bombshell. So great job, Kit Daniels, getting that out. I mean, I just keep not finding fault with Trump except for torture. And then, again, it's not his job to say we're going to prosecute Hillary, so he's stepping back. I believe that will happen because it's the right thing to do. And he is obsessed, as they admit, with delivering. You heard it here first, folks. Hillary is in deep doo-doo. Let's go ahead and talk to callers here. Let's talk to who's up first. Chris in Ohio. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. First, I want to say, man, I want to thank you. I want to thank Roger Stone. I want to thank Paul Wasson for being the tip of the spear and for the captain at the helm of this ship that we call freedom. There's nothing like what's happening now, and it's just an unbelievable time. I am astounded and cannot believe what CNN is putting out there, all their garbage, their trash. I mean, they've been doing it for so long that it feels so good to finally see.
And by the way, they know they're traitors. It's in the WikiLeaks. They know they want to make us desperate and poor. And he's saying, oh, Trump wants that. What?
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense, you know, and their audience are nothing but cookie cutter zombies that have been zombified into this Orwellian technocratic style way of thinking, to where these people, it's like trying to shake them by their shoulders and scream, wake up, to these people, and they can't seem to see it. I saw you out there during the inauguration at the Women's March, and these people,
Once we get the delay, it's got to build back up for other callers. It's FCC stuff, and we get penalized. But you know, you're a great caller. And, no, I mean, I was there at the Women's March, and it was, like, mainly white women. And I'm not saying that to go easy on the minorities. I mean, it was white women. In fact, I don't want to go easy. That was all it was. It was screaming, F you, white male, go to hell, I hope you die. And there's a new video on Infowars.com, and I saw this myself. If you're a minority, a black man or a Hispanic woman or something, they frickin' attack you and flip, man. I mean, they don't know what to do. You're like black or Hispanic or Asian. They start beating you up. I kept seeing all these Hispanic and Asian women beat up, bleeding. Man, if they saw one of them trying to get into a Trump inauguration, they had orders. It was at multiple checkpoints, and they would just start attacking and hitting. It was just frothing because if minorities go in there and get hugged and accepted by a bunch of white people, they're going to go, wait, what's going on here? I thought they were all white supremacists out there. And they don't want those images on TV either. We're going to go to Roger in Texas and others when we come back. And then, of course, Roger Stone's joining us. But I will get to your calls early in the interview, I promise, straight ahead. But, yeah, no, it's a crazy, 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 crazy time to be alive. And they've been so racial in trying to say everybody's a racist that doesn't agree with their agenda that they've become the very racist they said they were fighting. But it was always like that. It was Christians and blacks rebelling that ended slavery in this country, and it wasn't Republicans. And I don't agree with everything Lincoln did. Yeah, that turned sour as well. I say both sides were wrong in the Civil War. That's been declassified. British intelligence manipulated it, but it was always Republicans, and it was always Christians that did it. And then they turn around and go, oh, the Republicans just passed the Civil Rights Act in 58 and 60. What are we going to do? Well, let's flip and claim we represent the minorities now. And then the minorities bought it. So, it's just crazy. And I'm not saying Republicans haven't played race politics, too. It's just that when you're historically informed, it's very frustrating. This stuff's upside down.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Donald Trump didn't just change the presidency or the Republican 7 days, he changed the world. I've got to say, I'm so honored and I'm so blessed, and I think my lucky stars that I bet on Donald Trump more than 2 years ago, and I'd met Roger Stone before, but now he's a really good friend, got to know him, one of my favorite guests. More and more going to be working with the broadcast, along with some other great journalists and folks we're going to be announcing in the near future. This is an amazing time. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That's Newtonian physics, and we pretty much hit bottom. Liberty is now exploding. A blitzkrieg of action. I agree with everything Trump's done, except for torture. And I had Ron Paul on. He said, no, Trump's doing a great job on the economy, trying to save it. The problem is central banks are now about to raise interest rates. They're trying to head him off at the pass and stop the recovery. And they admit they're doing that. CNN and others are calling him a liar on 3 million illegals voting, even though I have new studies that we've dug up out of Old Dominion University in Virginia, George Mason University from 2014, saying the election in the Senate was won millions, upwards of 3 million illegals, 2.8 million, that they caught voting just in the states they looked at. That is in a major study. There's another study out by the same university just on this election finding that 800,000 voted for Hillary. That's the Washington Times today. But more importantly, there's internal Democratic strategy memos that have come up the last few years, and even Politico. Illegal immigrants could elect Hillary. This is 2015, October 3rd. Politico, how non-citizens decrease Republican chances of winning the House next year. Now, let's break that down. If California and Florida and New York and other states have increased immigrant populations in them, in the Electoral College, and then that gets counted as higher Electoral College numbers and more House members, but also a larger Electoral College number, that beats other states. Their vote, even if they're not voting, them being there via the census gets added in, and the Democrats were betting on that, and still they lost. So Trump's number of 3 million is low. I already filed a special report today. More is coming out. It's up to you to get this out because they bet the farm, just like they did on fake polls, on the fact that Trump didn't win the popular vote. He's right to say, I did. And to secure our election process, I told you they'd federalize the election. They did it. I talked to people inside Homeland Security. I mean, we have sources. And it's even dangerous to talk about this. I don't mean dangerous politically. I mean dangerous to my life. I've got sources where I'm like, is it safe for me to be getting information from high-level and U.S. intelligence agencies? And they say, oh, everybody loves you, Alex. Here's the info. And I'm not talking about Pachinik, who has his sources as well. I mean, obviously, I never tell about sources, and people know they can trust me. They know I'm Americana. But now in this whole new ballgame, I can't believe the intel we get. It's so accurate. Roger, I know you want to get into fake news today and MSM and the type of distortions they're putting out and more. But wow, is Trump not delivering? This is dizzying, the word that's being used. CNN said, it's terrible. He's obsessed on doing what he said he'd do as his Gallup poll and Rasmussen polls go to 60%.
Absolutely, Alex. Anybody who thought that Donald Trump was going to come to Washington and and delete or download or sideline his agenda doesn't understand Donald Trump. He is a very driven, focused, and exceedingly stubborn person when he sets his mind to something. And he understands the importance of sealing our borders. He understands the importance of ending this flow of illegals into the country. He's not going to give an inch. He's actually going to do what he said he would do in the campaign. How refreshing, how unusual, how American. So, you know, these minor flaps about his Twitter feed and how many people were at the inauguration versus Obama, meaningless, really. He's delivering on the big picture items.
So do you agree they're distracting us, and I'm taking the bait, and so is he, with the ridiculous lie of showing a photo from the monument when it first opened, when we had the gigapixel showing it was jam-packed? I mean, even though it's meant to be an outrageous lie to divert him and us.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And CNN continues to lead the band in this regard. They continue to report things day and night that are simply not true. Fake news. And then, of course, and we had this throughout the entire campaign, they turn around and accuse us of doing precisely what they are doing. CNN is disgraceful. This is not a news organization. This is an ideological front. This is a propaganda machine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how our American system works. They're allowed to spread propaganda. Just don't claim to be a news organization.
And they're allowed to go bankrupt. So moving forward, though, I would give him A+, simply incredible. The CIA warmly welcomed him, despite what we were told. I mean, this is devastating. What are the top issues right now, Roger Stone?
Well, look, he's got a Supreme Court judge to pick. I think that's probably the most important thing on his mind at the moment. With the strong support of Jeff Sessions at his side, he is moving ahead very aggressively on the immigration issue. He's very focused on infrastructure, which makes sense, Alex. He's a builder. That's what he does. And he is searching for a way to finance the rebuilding of our roads and our bridges and our tunnels and our hospitals and our schools. And it's very high on his agenda. And he's not going to drop it because it's very important to him personally. This is a guy who can look at a bridge or can look at a building and say, wow, great architecture, or wow, this thing's about to tip over. So infrastructure is never far from his mind or his agenda. He's a doer. He's a man of enormous confidence, and he is unswayed by all these personal attacks. I just don't think he cares. He's there for 4 years at a minimum, and he's going to fulfill as much of his agenda as he possibly can.
In a moment, I want to play a clip of the ABC, quote, first interview from the White House, where the reporter tries to bring up the Women's March funded by Soros and Islamic groups publicly. I couldn't believe that, the Islamic part. And he just ignores the Women's March, doesn't even tangle with them and take the bait to fight with women. He says, oh, I love the pro-life march coming up. And now Vice President Pence goes and speaks to it, which absolutely outrages them, him following through the first vice president to speak at a pro-life event.
Look, the president of the United States is pro-life. Get used to it. The Women's March, and I have a slightly different take on this. I was there. I spoke to a number of the marchers. I, in fact, had cocktails with them later in the evening. There were a lot of good, sincere women there who are legitimately concerned about women's rights. They're not haters. They're not attacking anybody. They have legitimate concerns. But unfortunately, Alex, you put your finger on it. They were infected and infiltrated by agitators. Most of them paid agitators. Carrying the nasty signs, chanting the obscene chants, and it gives everybody a bad name. It takes away the legitimacy of the people who are there for sincere reasons. This didn't sway the president in any way. Believe me, he's very sensitive to women's health issues, largely because of his daughter Ivanka has made him sensitive to these issues. So a flap about the Women's March is neither here or there. Are we going to seal our borders? Are we going to renegotiate these trade deals? Are we going to make the country safer and more prosperous?
I want to play this clip of ABC's Muir, left speechless after Trump brings up March for Life. Here it is.
Ask you while we're standing outside, could you hear the voices from the Women's March here in Washington? We know there were more than a million people who turned out, and you are their president now, too.
That's true.
Could you hear them from the White House?
No, I couldn't hear them, but the crowds were large, but you're going to have a large crowd on Friday, too, which is mostly pro-life people. You're going to have a lot of people coming on Friday, and I will say this, and I didn't realize this, but I was told, you will have a very large crowd of people. I don't know, as large or larger. Some people say it's going to be larger. Pro-life people. And they say the press doesn't cover them.
I don't want to compare crowd sizes.
No, you shouldn't. But let me just say, what they do say is that the press doesn't cover them.
We saw.
So what's beautiful here is he's bringing up the fact they always ignore pro-life or pro-gun marches. The president isn't going to do that. This is so beautiful how he's tying in and exciting his base and getting him to march more and getting him to be involved. Republican presidents never do this.
Now, Donald Trump understands the value of the bully pulpit. He's using it every day. His nighttime tweeting is driving the mainstream media insane. Therefore, I would urge him, not that he needs any urging, to continue to speak his own mind. Look, I've known Trump for 40 years. He is his own man. He's not taking stage directions from anyone else. He's getting good advice from the vice president and from Senator Sessions and a cross-section of people he's...
And that's why the elite hate him. I want to ask this before we go to break. Getting us out of TPP, he could have grabbed it like Obama did, held it, used it as a corporate tool over corporations to serve him. He didn't. He just withdrew, said it was negotiated secretly, the president can't do this, and gave it back to Congress, killing it. I mean, that he's devolving power back to the House, back to the Senate, back to the states.
That's because Donald Trump is entirely a man of his word. He told you what he's going to do, and now he's doing it. It's a new thing for Washington. They had never seen this inside the Beltway before. They're in shock, to say the least.
I got to say, Roger, he is over-delivering right now. I am pretty blown away.
Well, so far, so good. And over-delivering in the face of an overwhelming negative onslaught from some in the mainstream media. So kudos to him, but I don't expect this freight train to get sidelined any
side. Sure, the Trump train was kind of like Road Warrior running people over before, but at 10 miles an hour. Now, you know, like a long drive up the football field. Now, It's like a bullet train that's just running everything over. This is almost too good to be true. I want to ask you about what you're worried about. Also, some of the media demonization, where we're going from here, the economy, and more with Roger Stone. His book, by the way, comes out in just a few days. We just got him in. You can pre-order him right now at InfoWarsStore.com and support Roger and InfoWars. Get his book, The Making of a President.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Absolutely. Here comes the Trump train, baby. Turn it up. Get ready.
Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on riding, riding on through.
Get on board. It's the Trump train.
Keep on, keep on, keep on.
We got Stone about 45 after. I'm going to take a few of your calls coming up in the next segment. This is a short segment. I don't want to be too optimistic, but optimism is what we need to get out of this global collapse. But they admittedly, the central banks are trying to accelerate to stop Trump. But nationalism is exploding everywhere. The fact that England and their new prime ministers wanting to link up with us, Japan, Russia, we now see the real axis of nationalism against the axis of globalism. But with the communist Chinese openly in the news and at Davos saying, we're going to take over the media, we're going to take over Hollywood, we're going to bully the American people into submission. I sure hope next time you talk to the president, I know he's exposed this, or next time anybody talks to him, the listeners need to tweet him and talk to him. I hope he comes out and says, look, it's not the Russians doing this. The Chinese admittedly were involved in the election. Now they're in the newspapers saying they're going to take over Hollywood. They got a new movie coming out with the Transformers director where Trump's a dictator. I mean, Roger Stone, this is crazy.
Well, they are manipulating those elements that they still control. Alex, you're absolutely right about the central banks. What they're really doing that's more egregious than anything is they're requiring the community banks to require a larger percentage of money down for builders. So people who want to build new housing, and affordable housing is a giant problem in this country, they're being squeezed by the community banks at the direction of the central banks. They need to ease up and let them put down a more reasonable amount of money down.
And Trump wants 0% basically for the general public that the banks have had for 8 years, and they're saying no. In fact, we're going to raise rates basically on everybody.
So they're trying to strangle the housing industry, which, as you know, is always the leading indicator of an economic revival. I can't tell you how many people in this industry have complained to me about this. And the president, fortunately, because he's a builder, because he's borrowed to build, he completely gets it. Stay tuned.
Well, that's good news. So I guess if they come out and keep doing this, he's going to come out and expose what they're doing?
Nobody understands the banks and lending and the construction industry like Donald Trump. He is first and foremost a builder. And he understands this is one of the keystones to moving this economy. And as he's already demonstrated, he's not afraid to take anybody on.
That's right. George Washington was the founder. If Trump delivers, which I believe he will, he's going to be known as the builder.
I like it. I think he would like it. Look, he has the potential to be one of our greatest presidents. The great danger is to be dissuaded by the siren song of the Washington establishment who show up to kiss your ass, pretend they were for you, while they're secretly moving to slow down or retard your agenda. These people exist. I saw a lot of them at the inaugural last week.
Let's talk about that threat. Let's talk about the beautiful people of Potomac disease.
Yeah, it's an inside-the-beltway phenomena. They like things just the way they are. In the current Washington system, and I know I was a heavy-duty lobbyist for a number of years. Money can
buy... By the way, they said you were the biggest lobbyist for at least 15.
Money in Washington, up until Donald Trump came along, could buy anything. Donald Trump cannot be bought, doesn't need your money, doesn't want your money, and of course he can't be bullied. This is why the inside the Beltway, K Street, Wall Street combine is so hysterical. Oh my God, a president we can't buy off.
That's right. Their whole world is ending. I mean, yeah, we sent him there to blow up this tyranny. He's doing it.
Well, and he's going to drain the swamp. Now, there are people who are going to try to talk him out of draining the swamp. We're going to try to explain why the swamp can't be drained. But they don't know Donald Trump. They don't know how focused and how driven he is. He wants to go down as a great president, but more importantly, he wants to make America great again.
Let's not lie to each other, because we don't be too optimistic. His election is as big as 1776. If he delivers and even gets us out of this, he's going to be greater than George Washington. And I'm not just saying this. Historically, the world's bigger. It's crazier. If he can defeat all these evil forces with our help and support and our prayers, this is George Washington 2.0.
But George Washington didn't have a hostile electronic media mummy dummies out there lying about
him. No, they have an army of real men behind him.
That's right, real men. And Trump has, fortunately, the foot soldiers of the Trump Revolution. many of whom came to his candidacy through InfoWars.
That's what I was about to say. It's we the people that have to rally, defeat the globalists, get more involved than ever. If we go to sleep, Trump loses. If we energize the agenda, we win. Let's talk about that and some of the stuff we talked about this morning, incredible lies they're putting out against you particularly, that just illustrate how they deceive and twist and take some phone calls straight ahead with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones, and you are seeing the wrecking ball, Donald Trump, like a huge mace, savage the head of Soros.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay.
You know, I love this Alice Cooper song. Let's keep it rolling for a minute because I used to be really nice on air 20-something years ago. I got no friends, cause they read the papers. They can't be seen with me, and I'm feeling real shot down, and I'm feeling mean. No more. Hey, you want to be nasty media when you're nasty piles of garbage? I'm going to come after you. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm an overnight success, 25 years in the making. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. And all I want to see is America succeed. I love flyover country. I love the East Coast and the West Coast. I love Michigan. I love Texas. I love Indiana. I love California. I love black people, Hispanics, whites, everybody else. I love the Easter Bunny. As long as he didn't try to rape me and my family. Yeah, I got no friends. in the establishment. And thank God they can't be seen with me. I don't want to be associated with them. I'm feeling mean. We'll take a few phone calls and a few other things with Roger. He's punching out, driving across town to a BBC interview. But it really is amazing. When I'm here with national TV, national radio, they come interview me. I do a few of them. They go, listen, we're really listeners. They got to do a hit piece. I'm sorry I got to do this, but it won't be too bad. But watch what you do. It'll take it out of context. And it's just, yeah, we're mercenaries. It's horrible. They almost pay us nothing now. It's all collapsing. You're absolutely right. What do we do? Can I have a job? So, I mean, they're running out of gas. We're exploding. They're imploding. And it's because we have goodwill for the average person. And folks know that we're reaching out and trying to empower humanity. Roger, I want to move quick to go to calls. As I promised, folks want to talk to you and talk about action against George Soros. Mark in Oregon has been holding before you got here. During the break, I said, what do you want to cover next? You said, why isn't that a-hole arrested? And you mentioned it. So someone have you talk about that and then go to Mark.
Yeah, look, I'm not an attorney, but I do know that paying people to advocate violence and assassination of an American president is against the law. George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. He's a criminal. Have federal marshals go to wherever he is and pick him up. Have a friendly country extradite him. Let him stand trial and pay the penalty.
Yeah, let's send him to the Russians. They really like him.
Yeah, look, I think the Hungarians are going to get him first. This guy is a stone cold.
Yeah, they had a million people marching hungry against him. The whole world gets he's the guy.
Right, so why hasn't he been arrested? I guarantee you that if there was some billionaire going around advocating the assassination of Barack Obama, he would have been detained. He would have been charged, as he should have been. But for Soros to continue to this and to continue pouring money into the criminal David Brock, the money launderer, so he can continue to smear Trump, is an outrage. Just an outrage.
Let's expand on that briefly. You were hit with polonium. They try to make jokes about it. Like, who would want to do that? Well, they just blamed you for all the election. You're a Russian spy and you're behind WikiLeaks. So you're this evil mastermind that has to be arrested. Then you're poisoned. I guess you couldn't testify. Where are their hearings suddenly? You survived. Trump got in. Now they don't want to have the hearings, do they, Roger?
No, I think the hearings sounded to me like they're off. So what's interesting to me, Alex, is in terms of trying to figure out who tried to kill me or who tried to poison me, it's a crime that'll never be solved simply because, let's face it, there are way too many suspects.
Well, I'm almost, I don't want to say jealous, but your John Hancock might be bigger than mine, the fact that they tried to kill you and not me. I mean, they've done some stuff. They tried to kill me before and attacked me and tried to kill my name, but you definitely have really get the grand prize. And the fact that they tried to whack you, buddy.
Well, next time I'll take a pass. Thanks. This is a horrific experience. Yeah, I'm aggravated by those in the mainstream media who say, oh, maybe this was a hoax by Stone to sell more.
Yeah, your book almost didn't come out. You were in the hospital. You lost 10 pounds. You were delirious. A few times I called you, and they're like, he can't even talk. I got on the phone once with you. You were like in la-la land. And this is not fake.
I don't recommend it for weight loss. Let me put it to you that way. But the bad news for the establishment is I'm back, I'm strong, I'm on the mend, and I'm going to be writing and reporting on their foibles just as before. I'm happy to say Breitbart yesterday took an excerpt out of the Making of the President 2016, got enormous readership, big boost from Infowars.com, the book now available at the Infowars website. And I reiterate, for anyone who buys the book at Infowars, if they will email me, just email me saying, I bought the book at InfoWars. I'll believe you, and I will send you a signed book plate that you can slap in the front of the book, and now you've got an autographed book.
Sure. Well, if you want, just send us a big stack of those, too, and we'll put those in there. But to be sure, I know we're not good at something about promotion. We're so busy. Send us the excerpts on Breitbart, or we'll just copy it with a link to Breitbart and post that to InfoWars.com right now, the full excerpt. With a link to buy the book at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't care if you get it Breitbart or anywhere else. Quite frankly, we're all in this together, and more of us makes us less of a target. I mean, my God. I want to explain it to folks. Roger, you feel better I'm there. Bannon feels better you're there, I'm there. Or Joseph Farah or any of these, or Tucker, has the Daily Caller. We feel good when Tucker gets promoted, not bad. We're not in competition with them. We're in competition with George Soros and the globalists. Now, maybe after we defeat them and the world's a much better place, then, guys like to fight. We can then have some battle over who's dominant. But right now, the enemy is the globalist.
I couldn't agree more. Look, I love Tucker Carlson's new show on Fox. I never miss it. I think he's terrific. He's a real patriot. He's a gutsy guy. And I'm proud to call him my friend. We're not in competition between any of these organs. So, look, there are too few of us breaking through. This is the election where the tipping point was reached. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and CNN, they lost their monopoly. We broke the back of their monopoly.
And by the way, I've been watching their body language. They are on CNN, MSNBC. They are genuinely panicked. They're not acting panicked. They look like they're waiting to get their pink slips. And the word is MSNBC and CNN are going to be sold off and basically just collapse.
Well, I don't see the AT&T Time Warner merger happening if Time Warner continues to own CNN. CNN is losing money, putting forward such talented geniuses as Don Lemon. No wonder they're losing money. It's a harangue. It's a constant negative harangue. There are very rarely anybody who's articulate to defend the administration or to defend President Trump. It's almost unwatchable. It's not even vaguely entertaining. But above all, it is not news. It is not in any way news.
Meanwhile, now Drudge broke all records last year and just broke those records there. Billions of visitors a month. This is insane.
Well, and I see a promotion for a new special piece being anchored by Mike Smirkanish on the President Trump and his results so far, his administration so far. Now, Smirkanish is a very, very smart guy. I promoted him for a job in the Reagan administration where he served with distinction. So I'm going to be interested in seeing this piece, and I'm only hopeful that it will be unbiased, that it will be honest.
Well, here's the bottom line. Wars are fought with blood. They're also fought with money, and we got great products. We got great books, great materials. If you don't buy The Making of a President, that is the blueprint of how we won, where we're going, with a blueprint forward, stick a fork in it, we're done. I mean, it takes a lot of money to run this operation. Stone racing around the world, giving up his successful lobbying 15 years ago when he really had a moral crisis. And I'm saying he was a bad guy, but he's told me this personally. You know, and going out and fighting tyranny since then and exposing JFK assassination is a beautiful thing. $19.95 in hardcover, normally $24.95. Buy it from InfoWarsStore.com today or call toll free 888-253-3139. We'll take a call or two for you, and you got to go and then finish up. But Stone, in the 40 minutes we've been talking, any other tidbits you should add?
No, I think you have to watch this Supreme Court nomination very, very carefully.
I love how you know what's going on. I mean, I know, I've heard from other sources as well. You're like, we have to watch very carefully.
Yeah, you know, I think Donald Trump could have as many as 4 appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court. That means that he could be a transformative president as opposed to a transitional president. This is really epic. And I think that his first appointment is going to give us some key to what the other appointments will be. This is the unique opportunity. This is what we fought over in the last election.
Well, I mean, isn't it already decided? And he said it's decided, you know. I mean, he's going to go with the list he said he was, even though we all know, I mean, I heard through the grapevine from some other people that there's somebody who'd really be even better, but I don't know how he didn't get on the first list. I wish he did.
Well, look, I respect and support whoever the president chooses.
I agree.
Are very solid. I do think he'll have greater latitude in his second and third, maybe fourth appointment. But he's going to remake the court, and when you remake the court, you remake the country.
Sure, that's the thing. He's delivered on everything. We'll see what happens with the Supreme Court, but I mean, you can see he is obsessed with delivering because he wants to be a purist. I'm very excited. We'll take a call or two, and then Roger's got to go to drive across town for a BBC interview. Mark, I'm going to you first because you, before Roger was on, raised action against George Soros. Look, he's a horrible, evil person that obviously overthrows governments and does violent things. I don't want to pick a fight with him to act tough for the audience. But as a man, I have to say, you know, I mean, how much we have to put up with from this guy. Go ahead.
Yes, kudos, Roger and Alex, two of my heroes. Roger, it's truly great to hear you sounding at least as vital and strong as you've ever been. A full recovery. Godspeed. I truly believe that The Making of a President will be number one on all book lists. It will be number one for a long, long time. The evil ones have read your book covertly and tried with polonium to block its ever seeing the light of day.
Sure, he almost didn't get it written. Exactly.
I have about a one-minute statement I'd like to make.
Go ahead.
I think it's extremely important. The top globalists will, if they're allowed to, assassinate Donald Trump and or begin a civil war in America and or start a world war, as, of course, you both are fully aware. The necessary move to make now that the enemies of mankind are fully exposed is to utilize the police, the intelligence, and the militaries of the world, which are pro-liberty and are ready and willing to engage in a gathering up operation which will arrest the first, second, and third levels of the Illuminati, the ones such as Soros and Rothschild, and the backup and operational command and control which operate beneath the top level of command. It's easily proven in a court of law that these miscreants have committed many and various crimes against humanity with no command and control, and this evil organization, the only ones left, will be those whose sole function has been to take and implement the orders given.
Mark, that's a one-minute statement or more. Let me just say this. As long as your process is done. But I agree with you, and so does Roger. Soros has committed huge crimes. So has Hillary, everybody. Look how Trump's only delivering. He can't say, I'm going to prosecute her. That's not his place. The fact that he's recused himself by saying, oh, I hope that doesn't happen. I, at a gut level, believe he won't stand in the way of Sessions, who already says he will recuse himself, not if, but when she's indicted. Thanks for the call, Mark. Roger Stone.
Yeah, I think your caller is exactly right. I can tell you this, Alex. If I shuttle money between a nonprofit and a political action committee and the various other fronts, millions and millions of dollars, as David Brock has done, I'd be in jail right now. Wasn't the lesson of Watergate that no person, no matter how elite, was above the law? So the law should be applied to the entire Soros gang. No, we're not talking about detaining people because we disagree with their political views. We're talking about detaining and trying people because they have broken the law.
I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook.
One standard. Must be one standard.
Let's go to
another call. Let's go to another call.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Roger in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you. This is Roger. You're Indian American caller, long time. I report on everything to do with radical Islam in Texas, and I've been a follower of Roger Stone.
Well, awesome. Let me just say this. I was at the Women's March trying to get out of town, and I mean, I was there covering it for like 3 hours. It was run by Islamics. They were handing out hijabs to women, and then it was in the news it was run by Muslims and Islamicists and this weird group connected to Hamas. So I'm asking, well, since when do the women groups, and I'll go back to you caller, Roger Stone, sit there and openly be run by Islamicists when that's the most oppressive group to women anywhere, Roger?
Yeah, let's be very clear. Radical Islam does not allow women to appear in public without their veil, to choose their own husbands, to own property, to vote, to travel without the permission of their husbands. And if a woman is raped in an Islamic country, she will be stoned to death and the rapist will be held not responsible. Is that what our feminists want? Let's ask Betty Friedan and Gloria Steinem. Do you like that? You like that system? Because that's what you're supporting.
But it's crazy. It's like it's not real. It's like satire. The left, Madeleine Albright, let's cue it up if we can, came out in this short clip. She tweeted it, too. She said, I want to join Islam now. In fact, I'm joining Islam because we're being mean to Islam. No, we're not. I mean, it's crazy. Roger, in Texas, your question for Roger. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex and Roger. So yesterday I was at a historic hearing by the Texas Homeland Security Forum called Defending Against Radical Islamic Terrorism in Texas. And this should have been reported by the mainstream media, not just nationally, but locally as well, which Roger knows how corrupt they are. And you know as well, Alex, how corrupt
they
are.
Sure, so they didn't report on it. Go ahead.
No, they did not. And this was hosted by Representative Biederman and Lieutenant Colonel Roy White, and they had experts and former Muslims and current Muslims.
Sure, so they were. What were they covering? The plan to take over?
Yeah, so it was. They sent out questions to CARE and 400 Islamic organizations saying, okay, do you agree that the Constitution supersedes Sharia law? That's it. Nobody replied.
And no, that's right. All the major Islamic groups won't decry terror, won't decry overthrowing the Constitution, won't decry conquering America. So that's it. You're incompatible? No. And I don't care if you were a Muslim, if you didn't want to overthrow the damn country. Roger Stone, great point. Hey, don't matter, Roger. Shoot your own video, put it on YouTube. We'll pick it up. Don't count on the media to cover it. You are the media. Roger Stone.
That's exactly right. We all remember back during the campaign when you had this father of an Iraq War veteran speaking at the Democratic Convention, criticizing Trump for his disregard for the Constitution. Is this guy kidding? He believes in Sharia law. He had written himself that Sharia was superior to the Constitution. So who's bullshitting who? It's an outrage, but you won't find that covered or mentioned on CNN or CBS. It's non-existent, doesn't exist. They don't report it. You're exactly right. We've broken the monopoly. Go online. Tape your own video. Cover your hearings.
Folks, if you want to destroy CNN and NBC and ABC and all of them, go out and put it on YouTube. You'll get thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of millions of views. Start your own news organization. Do it. You don't have to be perfect. Just do it. Please destroy them. Please, I'm begging you. I want competition. Make me obsolete. Please, I just want to beat them. Please, please, please. Roger Stone has StoneColdTruth.com. He's agreed to stay 5 more minutes at the end of the hour. StoneColdTruth.com. Get his book, The Making of a President. Now, Donald Trump led the revolution against the New World Order. It is a big, old, thick, hardcover book. Start shipping in a week or less. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, Nutraceuticals. We also have big discounts running right now on DNA Force. Supermel Vitality is about to sell out. I want to thank you all for your support. It is integral. It is vital, and we thank you. And 25% off on water filtration and air filtration systems.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? If you just tuned in, I'm Roger Stone, sitting in to the end of the hour for the great Alex Jones. I love this part of the show where we get to take calls from the real Americans, see what's on their mind. So let's go to Vince in Illinois. Vince, what's on your mind?
Hello, Roger. I've been a long-time listener to Alex Jones. I was there in the beginning when he first started over 20 years ago.
And
I have real fears about if the deep state does assassinate or take out Donald Trump, how can this train keep on rolling? How could we make sure that if they do
not sure what we have here, folks, but Vince in Illinois?
Roger. Can you hear me, Roger?
All right. Well, I'm going to keep talking until we straighten our technical problems out. As Alex said, the making of the president 2016, how Donald Trump orchestrated an American revolution and took on the new world order, will be mailed from Amazon, from Skyhorse, my publisher, from Barnes & Noble on Saturday. This is a definitive look about how Donald Trump was able to take on the mass media and take advantage of the rise of alternative media, InfoWars, Breitbart, Daily Caller, and others. And in this new media mix, how he challenged the American establishment across the board to win the greatest single upset in U.S. political history. I have said, and I say again, if you buy your book from InfoWars.com on the InfoWars store, I will send you a personally autographed book plate to put in the front of the book, and you will have a signed copy of what I believe will be a New York Times bestseller and a historical book. So I urge you to go to the InfoWars.com store and order your copy today. I must also say that we are very pleased today. When I went outside to pick up the mail, my order of DNA Force has arrived. Now, InfoWars store was out of this for a small period of time. Fortunately, I had enough stock, so I didn't miss anything. But let us now go to Tim in Illinois. But, folks, DNA Force back in the store.
Thank you, Roger. And I popped out with a family call, but I'm here. It's great to have you co-hosting. Tim, go ahead. You're on air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a great idea that I was hoping you could forward to President Trump for me that can be a death blow to both of these things that we're talking about today. You know, since 1985, it's only been legal for two countries to do direct-to-consumer advertising with pharmaceutical drugs. Now, a week or so ago, John Rappaport said that approximately 70% of the budget for these organizations is from Big Pharma. So how about a tasty little executive order that makes it illegal again to advertise prescription drugs on television?
That is incredible. That would kill MSM overnight. Wow, that is an absolute sword of Damocles over their head. Thank you, Tim. Roger Stone, your comments in closing.
Very clearly, Donald Trump is prepared to take on Big Pharma. They have been living a privileged and exclusive life under the previous administrations. But Trump is very concerned about getting effective medicines to the people.
Look at RFK Jr. Look at RFK Jr. and the vaccines.
Yeah, epic. Absolutely epic. And Trump's not going to back down. He wants an investigation and a full report on vaccines and whether they are hurting people.
All right, Roger, thank you for all the time. Get in the car and rush over to that BBC interview. I know it's coming up soon. Again, thestonecoldtruth.com or InfoWars.com. Thank you, Roger.
On my way. Thanks.
All right, folks. Thank you. Fourth hour coming up. I'm going to intro it with David Knight. So stay with us. Infowars.com/show. If your station doesn't carry the fourth hour, stay with us. We'll be back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.